We've been talking about the rise of the on-demand economy from the consumer's perspective. But what about for the workers who power it, the Uber drivers and the taskers? I want to take a second to introduce you to someone who's done what many of us dream of doing. Tamara Altman built a financially stable, successful career for herself. She had a PhD from UCLA and a good job in healthcare, but then she decided to chuck it. She quit her job and began traveling all over the Pacific Northwest. And you know how she paid for it? By freelancing in the on-demand economy.
I had always taken the path that I thought I was supposed to take, given my many years of education. And so basically, you know, I was in Seattle in this really stressful job, and I had a lot of debt, and I turned 40. And I realized that that the kind of soul-sucking that I was feeling from this position was something I just couldn't continue. Those factors kind of combined to me making the decision to go in and quit, which was amazing. Of course, she asked me what I was going to do after, because the usual response is, yeah, I have this other job lined up, which I didn't. I just sort of said, well, I'm going to just be traveling and trying something new. So originally, I found my jobs through an online platform where people go and they list small jobs that they need help with, and the community of people that are signed up can go on and bid for these jobs and kind of talk about their qualifications, provide pricing that they think is appropriate, and then the person listing the task will choose who they ultimately want to go with. I really started out with tasks that were super quirky and funny and unusual because I wanted to try things that were so different from my normal. So, for example, in the beginning, some of my first tasks, one of them was I had to deliver 17 Slurpees to a startup company for a team meeting within a 15-minute period. And then I did stuff like, you know, serious, more long-term jobs. So I've done a lot of editing, done a lot of grant writing. I think with a lot of the types of work that I do, they all require some fairly similar skills, right? So most of what I do somehow involves research, writing, editing, and organizing. And I should point out that I've been working really, really hard over the last year and a half. I mean, I've been on this adventure, but I would say I work at least 50 hours a week, probably usually more. So I don't sleep very much. The kind of cool thing about this type of work is that it gives you the opportunity to try things out, and when you don't like them, it's so short-term that you're done with them and you realize that you don't have to take that again, which has just been one of the beautiful things about this experience. And I can do it from wherever I want. So I can schedule my days in a way that totally aligns with what I want to do. So if I want to work only in the nighttime and follow up on opportunities in the daytime to go travel and do things that are exciting within the communities that I'm in, I can do that. And so I can kind of put together a combination of work and personal life in a way that I could never before. I started off this adventure seeing it as a break from what I was doing, but of course I was going to come back, you know. I had no intention of doing this forever, and I started this, and I would say about 8 months into the adventure, and I was actually given an offer for a full-time job back in Seattle that was, you know, back in the day I would have jumped at. It was just perfect for me. And, you know, it just hit me. This is not what I want. I've created this life that I really, really like, and that I have a lot of freedom, and I have a lot of adventure. And I thought about, okay, I write, you know, all about my adventures and all about this life I've created. And what do I want the last chapter to be? Do I want it to be that I've gone back to exactly the same kind of job that I was in before? Like, absolutely not. Like, that was clear to me that that's not what I wanted. And so I made the decision to not take it. And I'm totally happy with that decision.
Tamara Altman is a freelancer in the on-demand economy. You'll find a link to her blog, The Traveling Rabbit, on our website at ttbook.org.